Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. I'm your host, Lita. This is episode 367 on Saturday, September 7th, 2024. Or if you're here in Aussie land, it is September 8th, which is my brother's birthday. But he is traveling. He's over in UK at the moment. So he's having a holiday and they're doing a little bit of traveling. So but happy birthday to my brother. Not that he will ever see this or ever understands what I do, but there is that. First off, let us say welcome to our chat. Hi chat. We have got Chris Sturzorts. Welcome. Thank you for the bitsorts. Thank you for the sub again, Chris. Appreciate that. 72 months. We've been friends for a long time. It's crazy. Crazy good. Stir. Just saw the sewer mist in Stormwind today. Immediately thought of Chris. I think we all do, Stir. For help to kill it. Chris says there was a level 70 asking in general for help to kill the sewer beast. She said of course she'd go help it. It is a bit of a nemesis, isn't it? But anyway, welcome guys. Again, thank you for joining me and giving of your time to be here. I do appreciate that. I'm gonna get straight into the news and some of the update stuff, and we've got a few things to talk about, so let's do it. So first off, I have to say, you guys didn't give me much of a time off of write-ups. So, we have some congratulations. Congratulations to Shoei on becoming our first The War Within Iron Man Challenge champion. These are all previous Dragonflight max level champions as well. So congratulations to him. Congratulations to Eviangi on becoming our first The War Within Green Man Challenge champion. And then we have our illustrious Stir in the chat. Congratulations, Stir, on Passy Stir becoming our first The War Within Pacifist Challenge champion. Fair would be very proud. And then, because Evie hasn't done enough, congratulations to Evie Survival on becoming our second The War Within Green Man Challenge champion. And I know Evie's working on their third. I think it's in the list this week. I think it might be. Oh, I can't remember. But anyway. So, talking about the write-ups, I managed to get Shoei's done. I was waiting for Evie Angie's to come in, which Evie sent late last night or this morning. So, once I get Evie Angie's up, I've already got Stir's then ready to go. So thank you, Stir, for sending that through. But as you guys know, we do like to do the write-ups in the order that people ding. So even if I have one, if it's not in the order, I kind of hold off until we get the order. Just to me, it's probably my brain is just like, I don't want to post it until I like to have them in the order that they ding. So so we've got Shoei as our first iron, Eevee's got two greens, and Stir's got pacifist. So well done to all of our The War Within challenge champions. Where's my little fanfare? Hang on, where's my little... Wrong one. Where's my cheer? So, massive congratulations. I really wasn't quite expecting it so soon. I don't know about you guys, if you were the same. It just was... Yeah, I just thought it might have taken a little bit longer. But it'll be interesting to see our first, like, full tune from 1 to 80. So, yeah. So we will see. But again, there's four tunes already for The War Within that have become max level challenge champions, and congratulations to you three. You've done wonderfully well, and again, the stories of how you've done that and the write-ups will be up on the websites. Like I said, Shoei's is up there. I posted that yesterday, so I'll get Eevee sorted today, and then Stir's, and then Eevee Survival eventually. So yeah, all right. So as you guys know, we had, with the new expansion, we had to look at the rules. We had to disable the add-on button, but it's been enabled again. So all the rules have been updated. So if you go to the website, there is a rules tab, and all the rules for all the challenges are there. So I just wanted to touch on Iron Man, because Iron Man is our primary, obviously, it's our OG as per se. So with the Iron Man, the War Within specific rules that we've got is skyriding and steady flight allowed, delves not allowed, follower dungeons not allowed. It's still a dungeon regardless. Delves and follower dungeons, obviously you're getting help, so even if it's from an NPC, so not allowed. There is an intro skip which is allowed for iron. The way that they've done The War Within is obviously you get one tune 280, then the other tunes that you level, Blizzard has decided to give bonus XP. So if you get two, I think it goes up. So I think it's an extra, is it an extra like 5%? And then it goes, if you get two max levels, the next tune leveled is like, it's more. So that's something we can't control, because that's on Blizzard's side. So the bonus XP due to multiple level 80 tunes, it's allowed, like we can't control that. So so if you're leveling with that bonus, well, like I said, it is what it is. There's not much we can do about that. And taking the portal to Dornagal is allowed. So that's kind of the breakdown of iron. Obviously things are different for your bloods. So again, I strongly suggest going over to wowchallenges.com, have a look at the rules tab and all of the challenges are listed and they're updated. If I know that we were having problems with some of the code and Zaya has looked at those things, some account-wide stuff that came into play that were flagging tunes but wasn't done on tunes. So again, the way Blizzard has structured with so much more account-wide stuff now, if there's things that need to be looked at, definitely, either, you know, shoot us through a message, especially in Discord. We do have the channel for issues. You can certainly send through something on the forums, send an email, you know, any of the socials, etc. But if you're finding an issue on your challenge tune, please let us know, because as I said, there's so much more account-wide stuff that if you're like me and you have a main and your challenge tunes are part of your alt army, everything that I do on leader as account-wide is obviously going to impact, whereas previously in other expansions, you know, there's never been an issue because what you do on one tune hadn't really affected anything else. So if we're finding that we need to, you know, add in some stuff, obviously we need to let the code wardens know. So again, reach out if there's an issue. The other thing I wanted to talk about, so just bear with me, where did I put it? Let me just swap over. Is that we've got, that will be coming up. So obviously, for those of us that have been playing this game for a long time, and actually that might be a poll, we might do a little poll. Let's do a, where's my poll, create a new, how long have you played? Wow, let's just see what the chat says. Okay, let's go newbie. Less than, I can't spell guys, than a year. Let's go, keen, between, what was it say, 1 and 5 years? More keen. Let's say 6 to 10 years. Addict. Over 10. All right. Let's see what you guys have to say. I would be intrigued. So hopefully that'll come through in a minute. Oh, what did I just do? Okay. All right. So again, let's just see what the chat has. So I've played WoW. I started, I think it was about 6 months after it was released. It might have been 8 months. So within within the first year of WoW. I hadn't started right at the beginning, but pretty close. So, so again, it's as D is telling me he remembers making a Tauren in vanilla when he was 10 years old. My God. So I'm sure for those of us, that have played for a long time, you know, we can remember the things like you couldn't have Horde and Alliance on the same server. So I used to have my Horde Toons originally Crush Ridge, and my Alliance Toons ended up, because eventually they became Oceanic Realms, and I started playing Alliance on Oceanic Realms. Jubathos to be in particular. And yeah, and you know, and that was a big thing. You couldn't have both factions on that same server unless you had a second account. I got a second account. So it was also a good way to make money back in the day. Auction houses, remember the auction houses? That was a nightmare. Booty Bay, only sold at Booty Bay, you know, Everlook, all of that. They were not linked. Remember that? Crazy. Yeah, that's kind of the thing. But having a look at this, so obviously WoW's 20th anniversary. So there's a lot of information, but what I want to look at is, here we go. So there's I haven't looked at the anniversary celebration preview yet. I didn't have time to have a look at that, but they're talking about in the next lot, and I really like this picture. Isn't, what do you guys think? That's really cool. I'm gonna have to download it, I think, and put that as one of my background, because it's kind of cool. Heroes and villains, maybe? Maybe they should have called it that. So what do we have for the poll? We had 2 over 10. Nice. Didn't go very long, did it? Alright. So, the anniversary, and again, look, this is a reminder that when Blizzard gives us things with world events and all of that, if there's buffs and they can't be clicked off, it is what it is. We cannot control what Blizzard gives us that we can't remove. Obviously, if there's a buff, if they say, here's a buff, but if you don't want the buff, you can click it off. Then click it off. So, you know, but if there's something that, you know, where we sometimes go into a zone and there's a zone-wide buff, and it doesn't matter, you might be able to click it off, but as soon as you click it off, it comes back on because it's a zone-wide buff. So just remember those kinds of things, as we can't control that. So continue leveling. You got some Blizzard help, as per se, but, there's nothing we can do to control something that Blizzard implements into the game. So please remember that, but if there is
a buff that you get and you can definitely, you know, click it off, then click it off for sure. So, looking at the Celebrate World of Warcraft during the 20th anniversary. So, they're talking about what's in the works. So, they've created a variety of events and rewards spanning over a couple months. And here's an overview of the plan. So, they've got celebrations that will be coming in November and December. So, again, we've got some time frame. As to when this stuff will be happening, so at least that's good. And also to remember that, you know, when we've got things like world events on, probably the biggest challenge to be careful of would be our pacifists because of proximity kills and that kind of thing. So sometimes, as much as you go, oh, excellent, I might have the XP, you know, to get this extra XP and start leveling the toon, just remember that a proximity kill for a pacifist is potentially run ending. Okay, we do allow so many for a yellow flag, but it then becomes, it's not a clean run. And if you're like me, with my pacifist, if I get a proxy kill, like, I'm done. I don't care if it's a yellow run, it's, for me, it's over, start again. So, but some people are quite happy with, yellow equals death, exactly. That's how I perceive it, because whenever I'm leveling a challenge toon, I want it to be a clean run. And if I can't do a clean run, for me, that toon's done. It might become a scout. I might end up deleting it. it depends. But pacifist in particular, I would say, just be aware. For me, playing on a US server, a lot of times it's quite good because I'm playing off peak for US. So there's not a lot of people around if I'm playing a passy. So the chances of a proximity kill is low. Not to say that it couldn't happen. But again, just keep that in mind when you're looking at leveling your toons. Obviously, an iron or a green or a working man, to be very careful. Blood is another one we have to be aware of, because any quest you pick up with a blood is probably going to flag you. So a lot of times these events are not going to be bloodthirsty. Friendly, thank you. So, you know, for a bloodthirsty, you might be lucky to get maybe a zone-wide buff or some sort of buff that Blizzard's going to put in there, but it still means you need to go kill shit. Just gotta go grind and kill. Alright? So, looking at that. So, they're looking at November and December. Earn and spend a new currency. I really wish they would stop adding new currencies. Why can't we just have one currency for these things? Am I being stupid here? Like, every time we do something new, we get new currency, which means that it becomes a struggle. I mean, I know they've added in the ability that you can take stuff account-wide, but why can't we just have, like, one Blizzard World event special one that every time, you know, so if we do three or four during the year that kind of you could build them up. Maybe it's just me. Anyway, so there's going to be new bronze celebration tokens. There will be a raid, obviously, challenge tunes. We don't care about a raid. On your main, you might. There's two iconic tier 2 transmog appearance sets, which I think that is per class. Think from memory. Time walking through classic World of Warcraft dungeons. Obviously, we don't care about that. You don't want to be taking that unless you've got a team. And even then, I would say tread very warily with the team. They redid all the T2 sets, including Judgment, yeah. Which I'm guessing is why that's there, the Pally. Okay, so earned. So there's new mounts, Blizzard Employee Service Award cosmetics. Okay, and more. There will be an expanded event at the Caverns of Time. So that could be interesting because normally Caverns of Time, they would have, you know, like the time walking questions, you know, which was really good in particular for pacifists, because if you got your passy down there, you could go and, you know, ask who was the black dragonfly, who was the black dragon who deceived everyone in and lived in Stormwind, you know, that kind of thing. So it gives you an option of four and you choose it, and once you get it, you'd get, you know, XP and get some tokens. So so it'd be interesting to see what that event pertains to and whether that might be something that's passy friendly. Obviously most of the challenges friendly, but again, tread with caution. And if you're on a bloodthirsty, don't even bother with event stuff, in particular your quests, because you will end up getting flagged. What else we got? Chromies on a new time bending adventure. So I'm not sure if that's like a delve or a, if it's some sort of follower dungeon or delve or anything, obviously might not be a good idea. I would certainly say test all of what's coming. Jump on a scout, jump on your main, get a feel for any of the world event stuff that's going on. See if it's something that you want to take a challenge tune through and that you think is doable. Obviously we'll have people probably relating back in Discord and the forums, etc. But again, like any world event, test it, scout it out, see if it's something doable, because when it comes back to it, a death is a death. And you know, if you take a challenge tune and you think, and look, and we have seen it before, you go and do something on one tune, no issue. You think, fine, I'll jump on my challenge tune, you go and do it, and something happens. It doesn't go the way that the first time you did it on the normal tune, and you end up dead. So, you know, you can certainly scout it out, but just, again, tread carefully. Alright, so there's discover new secrets and solve them with guest relations. So there looks like there could be a lot of little questy stuff, which is good. World bosses, obviously you want to stay away from them as much as you can, because a death's a death. Alright, what else? PvP? Well, PvP definitely not on a challenge soon, but if it's something you want to do on your main, have fun. I notice it's AV. Oh, AV back in the day. It was always interesting. I remember. A long time ago. AV. I logged in 7 a.m. I was right into PvP. I was going through a PvP phase. Logged in at 7 a.m. Probably played for 2 hours. Had to go to work, had to go and do something. I can't remember. Came back. It's after lunch. It's probably like 1 o'clock. Same AV still going. Probably played for another 2 or 3 hours. Had to go and, you know, deal with life. And I'm pretty sure I maybe came back at about 6 or 7 o'clock at night. Still going. Next day, log in. 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock. It's still going. Anyone else remember those days? It was interesting. PvP on a challenge team. Well, as we know, back in the day, when if you wanted to play on a PvP server, or you wanted to flag yourself, people have died. Because someone's come along and just gone, boom, you're dead. So, if you want to take that chance, again, a death is a death. Alright, and then they've got Celebrate 30 Years of Warcraft with Warcraft 3 themed back appearances on the Trading Post. So don't forget, Trading Post is great because it is account-wide with working on, you know, if you're questing on your challenge tunes and, you know, the adventure guide says, hey, look, you know, do 30 world quests, that might be something that you can contribute to the account of getting those things for your account. So definitely does help with that kind of stuff. But there is the link to the article. I mean, there's a lot of other things about Drakthar spread their wings to new classes. So they're expanding Drakthar as Hunter, Rogue, Priest, Mage, Warrior, and Warlock. So that's in the 20th anniversary celebration content update. So you'll be able to create those. So interesting. In addition, Shaman will get a new Ascendance form for each specialization. Interesting. So, yes, Chris, so much to do. Like, seriously. Calm your farm, Blizzard. Mind you. You only have a 20th anniversary once, right? So, you know. So, there's some more information there. War Within Season 1 begins on September 10th, which is my sister's birthday. So if you want to look at the Season 1 features, raids, dungeons, delves, PvP, etc. If you're interested in that, all the information's there. More Within the Arena World Championship and Mythic Dungeon International Return. So I always find them quite interesting. I don't mind watching some of that. So it'll be on Twitch and YouTube. What else have we got? That looks like it. So yeah, so I just wanted to touch base on some of that, and obviously there will be more information coming out, but check Blizzard website as well as Wowhead if you need to, and we will definitely keep an eye on how things go. But again, until it gets closer you know, I mean, we're only in September, so it's still, what, September, October, so it's 2 months ish away from when it's gonna start. But again, the best thing that I can say to you is scout it out, check it out on the main, make sure that you are aware of the potential to get flagged, to die. So yeah, so just tread warily, and anything Blizzard implements that we cannot control, well, is normally an allow. You know, it's not something that we go, no one can play challenge tunes for the whole 2 months. It's not viable. So it's more just a, you know, tread warily, keep an eye out. If you can remove something, fine. If you can't, fine. We'll blanket it, we'll be here. I know, how are we in September? Like, Christmas is not far away, and then we'll be in 2025. Anyway. So, yeah. So, that's what I wanted to bring to your attention. If there's anything else I missed, let me know in the chat. But that was kind of the big news that I had, just with moving forward. And it's good that we've, you know, Zaya's been working really hard and trying to get things sorted, behind the scenes, obviously, with the code and all of that. Happy birthday to his wife. It's his wife's birthday, and so he's busy celebrating with her, which is wonderful. And again, we appreciate all the things that he does and Rod does behind the scenes, helping keep the website and obviously our code for our challenge tunes. So, you know, so thank you, Zaya. Cheers to you. And we truly do appreciate all that he does. So, cheers to Zaya. And happy birthday, Mrs. Zaya. Absolutely, Chris. All right. So, let's run through our state of the challenges. So, bear with me again. Pronunciations are not my jam, so apologies ahead of time if I screw up your name. I do try the best I can, so, but anyway. Alright, let's have a look. So we've got irons, we've got 10 full irons this week. So at number 10, we've got Executioner at level 47. 9 is Navinia at level 49. 8 is Craig Haney at level 54. 7 is Gondumon. At level 64. 6 is Azilema at 71. 5 is No Fall Damage at level 71. So that was our previous Dragonflight Challenge champions. So we'll see how they go. Oh, look, here's a few more. At number 4, we've got Elfster at level 71. And we've got number 3, Catster at level 72. Stir's brought out the irons, so this is exciting. At number 2, we've got Zaya Asia. Apologies, Zaya, I always butcher students. At level 77. Seriously, this man, how is 77 and then he's busy? And of course, at number 1 this week, we've got Shoei at level 80. who became our first, the War Within. I have to get used to saying the War Within, not Dragonflight. The War Within Challenge Champion. So, congratulations, Shoei. Bloods. We have got six Bloods. Now, I'm wondering if these are Taco, because it's not on the... It's not on Wormrest. It's on a different server. So Taco might be playing on a different server. But we have got... Bear with me. It looks like a Taco name. So if I go backwards, it's Hemo Taco at level 13. Then at number 5, I've got Taco of Life at level 15. At number 4, Dotto Taco. Again, I'm trying to read these backwards, at level 17. And then at number 3, there is an Oopsie Taco, but that's like proper spelling, at level 22. So again, I don't know if it's Taco's tunes. I'm hoping they are, because it's kind of like if Taco's back playing, fantastic. I'm not sure if that's a DK. It might be a rogue, Chris. I hope I'm not frozen. Sorry, Stir. Let it go. I just had to. Sorry. Sorry, Stir says, yes, ma'am. Irons are on the prowl, going slow, doing main first, then chased by irons. Fantastic. D is singing, let it go. Yep. Actually, I think that's a good reminder for all of us at times. Anyway, number 2 of Bloods. We have got Gorum at level 28, and number 1 is Silver Bones at level 30. Alright, Pacifist, we have got 6 Passies this week. We have got Celajar at level 17, number 5 is Katharina at level 18. 4 is Shonath at level 36. 3 is Haramless at level 39. 2 is Contester at level 72. And of course, number 1 is Passy Stir, hitting level 80 and becoming our first The War Within pacifist. And again, Stir. I think we all know Fair would be super, super proud and happy of you, for you on that. And we do miss her a lot. Alright, Working Man. We had 2. So number 2 is Tor Walk at level 11. Number 1, Thurgol at level 15. So that's exciting. I could hear her directing my tune. Nice. Greens. We had 5 greens. So at number 5, we've got Greenhorns at level 12. Number 4 is Shattywaza at level 68. Number 3 is Eevee Trifecta at level 76. That's what I'm saying. Looks like there's another green champion coming soon. Eevee, tread well. At number 2, we've got Eevee Survival hitting level 70. And of course, number 1 is Eevee Angie hitting level 70. hitting level 80. So Eevee Survival and Eevee Engi, which is from Eevee. And again, massive congratulations to Eevee on two, the first and the second, the War Within Green Man Challenge Champions. It's amazing. So again, you guys have blown me out of the water of how quick that the max levels have hit from the 70 to 80. I thought I might have got a little breather on the workups, but you guys went, nope. Boom, 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 boom. So, big cheers. Big cheers on that. So well done. Okay, tins. No tins. Everyone's obviously too busy leveling their challenge tunes or scouting or their mains. I know I am still working on the campaign on leaders, so I haven't even looked at challenge tunes at the moment. Is it just me? I swear to God that when you think you've done everything in the zone and the achievement doesn't pop and you're like, God damn it. So you look at the achievement and you're like, fuck's sake, I've missed like two or three things. So then you go find them and then there's another lot of quest change. Like how many quests? I swear every expansion, Blizzard goes, you know what, we won't give you 50 quests in this zone, we're going to give you 350, just to keep it interesting. That's what you need to do to get that achievement. Damn you, Blizzard. This is the problem with being a completionist. And I'm sorry, I'm not doing them on an alt. Have to do it on leader. It's my own fault. I have to get it done on her. So anyway, that's my whinge. Another one. It's like this podcast is my own little vent and therapy channel. Okay, we did have an iron team, Chad Stash, okay, at level 15. I was going to ask Zyra about this one because it said it's green flagged, but it was changed from red, so I'm not sure of if it was red flagged due to the account-wide stuff that then got reverted because of the way that the account-wide stuff is going. So, I was just going to check with Zyra on that one. Hey, Dave! Hey, Zep! Thank you. Yes, Zep says hello. Sorry I'm late. All good. Congratulations to all the max levels. Amazing. I know, four of them. Four. Dave's here, which is fantastic. So no blood teams or green man teams as of yet, and that's fine. I know Zaya did a huge purge of teams, so we didn't want to keep stuff around that, so he's purged a lot of stuff in the back end of the website with the challenges that didn't want to have there. I also want to mention that Zaya has put in place a tribute. I can't think of the right word, so apologies. Fair's Tunes, Tiber's Tunes, and Five's Tunes as a lock on those tunes because they have all been a huge part of our community. They will continue to be because of who they are, what they've contributed, and we don't want those tunes to ever be forgotten. So Zyze has fixed that to make sure that they will stay and won't get taken off because of the way that Blizzard has with the API. And you know, if you don't log into a tune, it can fall off the challenges. So Zaya has most graciously sorted those out, because we don't want to lose those wonderful tunes from some of our most illustrious and wonderful members that are no longer here. So yeah. All right. And that's good. I'm glad my watch said that it was time to for me to stand up. I'm like in the middle of the podcast. All right. So let's get to chit chat. So we have got Dave. I'm not sure if you've got me anything funny, but I have a couple of puns for you guys and things to think about. Broken pencils are pointless. Straws are for suckers. I used to have a fear of hurdles, but I got over it. I had a taser once. It was stunning. I couldn't pick one, so I just got them all. So, you know, Chris says, woman, I had a Twix in my mouth. I just gnawed Twix. Okay, so from Dave. I was in an 80s band called The Prevention. We were better than The Cure. One of my favorite 80s bands. I was a huge... I wasn't a huge The Cure fan, but I was definitely into it. So, thank you, Dave. Alright. Anything I've forgotten, please let me know. One of the things I'll talk about now before I finish wrapping up is this will be the last episode for a little bit. I'm going to take some time away. I need to deal with some real world stuff at the moment, and between working and all of that, I just would not be giving my best trying to do a show. I know I'm only doing a show every 2 weeks, but it impacts on most of the day when I do a show. And of course the prep and all of that. So, I mean, it's hours. By the time I edit and get all of that done and get the blog post and then put it all together, it's most of my Sunday gone. So I think At the moment, I just need to take some time for me. So at the moment, I'm not going to give a time frame. Might be a month. Might be 2 months. I don't know. I'll let you guys know when I'm back. I'll try and give you a heads up and not be like, I'm back. But I just need to step back from doing this for a bit and yeah. So sorry, but I just can't do it all. Anyway, I'll still be around, obviously, in Discord. If you need to reach me, you've got my socials, you know where to find me. I'll still be doing the write-ups, so please get in touch. So I will continue to do those. But, anyway, it is what it is. So, thank you guys, for understanding, and, I hate to do it to you at such short notice, but, sometimes you just gotta say, I need to take a step back for a bit, because I'm not okay. Anyway, so thank you for your understanding, I appreciate that, and I'll let you know when we'll be doing things, but as I said, at the moment, time frame, I'm just not sure. I don't want to say that this is the last show ever. I just don't know at the moment. And I do have intention of being back, but I just don't know. So that's the best I can give you guys. Anyway, on that note, hang on, where's my little doobie doobie? So, big heart to you all. Thank you, chat. Thank you, guys. Again, I appreciate it. But to our massive, thank you to our Iron Elites. You guys do keep the website going. Anything you contribute to through the Twitch channel, it all goes towards the website. I wish I had a bit of extra so I could contribute definitely to Zaya, but I just don't. Everything that we get, which I mean it isn't massive, but it does go to paying for the website at the moment. So thank you to our Iron Elites, Awesome Trousers, Execute, Evie, Fair, Chris, Kitten Pop, Leader, Mac, Matterhorn, Mr. Nisi, Mrs. Rock Guru, Rudd, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Winema, Zaya, Zeb. Thank you. So that's through, and our patrons, which everyone comes through that. And of course I keep, Tiber and Fair there because, they were always massive supporters of our community. And, we don't want to forget, we won't forget them for that. So thank you all for that. Thank you for, a team, for our mods. Appreciate the things that you do. And of course to Zyra and Rudd for the behind the scene stuff. We're sorting out the coding. All the little issues that pop up due to, you know, a new expansion. Every time there's new expansion, there is something. And with the way Blizzard has structured how things are now, you know, we are definitely a lot more account-wide, like massively account-wide, which every now and again something, you know, pops up like, oh, didn't even realize that. So again, if you find something weird, please reach out and let us know so Zyra and Rudd can look at that. So thank you. And again, guys, thank you for giving of your time to be here today with me. Do appreciate it. Chris, Stir, Dave, Zortz was here. Thank you. Zep, who else did we have? Did I get everyone? Star, Chris. Let me have a look. Oh, it might just be easy and just. And D. Hi, D. Wherever you are. Dave. So, again, thank you very much. I do appreciate you guys coming to hang out with me. And again, I know your time, everyone's time is precious, so the fact that you choose to spend a bit of your day here with me, appreciate you all. Hello, hello, hey Dee, thank you. So, yeah. So all the information, again, wildchallenges.com, you will find, you can add your the new tunes back in now. Rules have been updated. Please, please remember, check the rules. There is an FAQ. Please check the FAQ. If you cannot find these things there, then most definitely, if you are unsure of what to do on a challenge tune, you can't find it in the rules or the FAQ, reach out on Discord is probably one of the easiest ways. We do have the forums, all the socials, etc. So please feel free. I would suggest, if it was me and I was not sure about something on a challenge tune and I wasn't sure, I would not continue with whatever path that I was going in case I flagged myself. So until you get a yes or no answer. So please keep that in mind. If you do continue on something and are too impatient and you find yourself flagged, again, there's no reversing that if you've broken the rules. But certainly if you find something a bit wonky with your tune due to the new expansion, reach out and let us know. Alright, all the informations of the socials are on the website. And certainly, if you want to get in contact, podcast at wowchallenges.com or email me directly at letawow@gmail.com. So letawow. Please feel free to shoot through any information, any questions, etc., through to either one of those. But again, we do have our Discord server, which is the probably the best way, and we certainly have got the Wild Challenges forums that I know Stir and Zaya are very heavily involved. I have always been hugely slack with forums, so thank you Stir and thank you Zaya for always making sure that the forums are dutifully attended to, so appreciate that. And for finding me, the easiest thing would, I have all my socials on Linktree. Reach out if you need to, for certain. Other than that, that's pretty much the end. Have I missed anything? Guys, just let me know. Dave, can we all blame Stone? He is Canadian. No, blame me. It's me. I'm the problem. It's me. $860 million. I'm guessing that's Lotto. I didn't get an email from my Lotto last night, so I'm guessing I'm going to work tomorrow. I've not had very much luck with Lotto the last couple of months. I think the most I won was like about $30 a couple of months ago. So yeah. But look, we keep trying. Probably be easier for I just took the money that I put on Lotto and put that into an account. I'd probably eventually get to. So yeah. So if there is nothing else. You won 25k about 20 years ago. Holy hell, Dave. Wow. Nice. That's awesome. That's awesome. I don't know too many people. I know... I can't remember. Someone won something on the Pokies. Last year. Was it my sister? My aunt. And I mean like five figure, not, I don't think it was like 13 grand or something. Which, again, for pokies, I don't do pokies at all. I am not a pokey person. My betting really is just, I have my numbers that I play for Lotto, that's it. I don't normally even buy, like, the mystery stuff. I have my set numbers, and that's what I play. So, I'm not playing, you know, huge amounts, for Lotto. But, yeah. Bought me and my wife a nice vacation to Europe back then. Nice. It's awesome. Awesome. All right, guys, look, again, we're just over the hour, so we will just wrap this up. And so again, you know, thank you for being here, appreciate you. Until my last thank yous is to Mr. Nisi and Execute on our intro and outros. Thank you for those, guys. I appreciate that. And before I sign off, cheers.
Coffee is my blood.
Whatever beverage. Raise your glass. And, please stay safe, both in game and out of game. And I will. Sorry, I'm a teary mess. I will catch you when I catch you. Okay. Bye, guys.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2024. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod and Incomputech.com, as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.